Our next item is subdivision 2004-35, McRyan Homes LLC, Crescent Shores, amended conditions.
Now, this is a request to amend two conditions of the preliminary and final site plan approval. This was a 38-lot cluster subdivision, received final approval on April 13th of 2006. The original developers are in the process of turning the project over to the HOA. The HOA is requesting that the commission determines that the existing buffer is sufficient and requests that no more plantings be required. They're requesting that the buffer adjacent to the stormwater management pond not be required to be planted. They're requesting that there were trees planted behind lot number two. Mr. Burton has a copy of the only site plan we have in the file. Lot two was sold to another party. There were trees in the buffer planted. The new owner decided to cut the trees down. And the HOA is also requesting that the tot lots not be required to be installed. These requests are due to the fact that there would be extra maintenance and liability concerns. And I provided you guys a copy of the letter from the president of the HOA.
Was this one approved subject to the new buffer ordinance, or was it before?
Old buffer.
What is the old buffer? What is it? Go all the way around the subdivision?
No, the old buffer just required it next
to where lots were at, and there was agricultural land.
Right.
Say that again.
Where there were single family lots adjoining active agricultural lands. A 30-foot buffer was required.
So that would be from 12 to 1?
Correct.
So all of that buffer, so it's not just the buffer in front of stormwater management pond?
Their final plan showed a buffer around a perimeter of the property. They're requesting not to have the plant bought back by the stormwater pond and to the rear of or on either side of the stormwater pond or to the rear of lot 12, or lot 2, I'm sorry.
Lot 2, and that's the one where the guy cut the trees down?
That's the one where the property owner cut them down.
So he's okay with the buffer from 12 to 3, and then from 2 to 1?
I think lot 1 has trees.
Number 2 is where they got cut.
They got cut in the stub street. Right, they got cut in the stub street, not on the...
They were cut to the rear of lot number 2. I don't have the plan in front of me.
Okay. Is there a... I did not get to the site, so I'm behind the curve a little bit on this. Is there a... Are they requesting the buffer be deleted behind...
Behind lot 2 and stormwater pond, on both sides of the stormwater pond, and not putting tot lots in.
But they're okay with the buffer as it is? From 3 around to the stormwater management.
According to their letter, yes.
This is a cluster subdivision?
Yes.
And as part of the cluster subdivision, don't they have to show superiority in design?
No, that's part of the... That's been the case all the way through on the cluster.
So as part of the cluster and the superior design, we may have considered whether or not tot lots may help make it a superior design or not?
Agree with that, and my other concern would be the HOA is asking for this relief, but what are the individual homeowners to think about this? How many of them purchased a site in anticipation of those amenities being there? We're back to that same question, you know. So
and if the tot lots were required, wouldn't that be the developer's expense to build those, provide those, before turning it over to the HOA?
I suspect that the HOA is more concerned about the cost of liability insurance than they are building them.
Maintenance and liability insurance.
And,
although it says that they're requesting that the tot lots not be required to be installed, that makes me question what stage of the turnover the Crescent Shores Homeowners Association's in, if it's still developer controlled or.
Anybody here representing this application too?
No.
Okay.
Out of the, how many lots it was now? Out of the 38 lots, they submitted a form where 24 property owners have signed.
Okay, all right, all right.
Signed it that said we do not want the buffer or the tot lot.
We, the homeowners of Crescent Shores located in Lincoln, Delaware on May 4th, agree that the open space located in the front of development is sufficient and the tot lot is not needed.
Okay, now what about the other?
Same wording, we agree that the existing exterior buffer is sufficient and no more trees need to be planted.
How about the other people though? There's only 20, how many?
24 out of 35.
And maybe 14 have been sold.
Yeah, say some haven't been sold.
And the other one was, we agree that the retention pond does not need a buffer and is sufficient the way it is.
You signed a petition saying they don't need a stormwater management pond either, because that's going to cost them to maintain that as well.
But the buffer, I mean, once the buffer's planted,
what's the problem?
Cost anything to maintain.
Well, one of the lot owners cut the trees down.
Well, but I mean, okay, he did that.
He didn't want trees there.
Trees grow back, and that's the way that goes.
They weren't his trees to cut?
Yeah, I was going to say, were they his trees to cut?
Yeah, it's like going on to my property, my next door neighbor, going on to my property and cutting down my trees.
So what this really is.
On this stub street.
What this really is that one property owner cuts the trees down in the buffer. They want to get rid of the buffer, and de facto, they've enlarged their lots.
I don't think I think the buffers are what they are. They need to do what they need to do.
Because that's basically, I mean, it wouldn't show on their deed, but once you get rid of the buffer, they're just going to say, hey, we're going to use that as my backyard or whatever. And so that's what that is about, right?
Yeah, I will tell you that the buffers, they are a hot button issue. I don't, you know, unless there's a good reason to get rid of it.
I don't see any reason to get rid of it. I mean, there's no practical impediment to anything. There's never been no issue raised other than what? What is the issue? For good cost, maybe?
It's called a liability, according to their letter.
For the buffer? Liability?
It's maintenance and liability, right?
What do you got to maintain on
You got to clear, you got to grub them a little bit. Just by looking at the drawing, the cover sheet drawing for this Crescent Shores, the buffer on lot number two is about 30 by 30. It's a little square in a corner. That's all there is. Because it was probably cleared and the other lot was probably wooded and it wasn't required to be a buffer. The rest of it's on his lot. It's only that 30 foot by 30 foot that's in the. Good question. The way it's drawn. The rest of the slip street. So all he did was cut the 30 by 30 corner and then he had a standard setback.
Does the staff have a recommendation?
No, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing on paper.
Does the staff have a recommendation?
I haven't given much thought.
Okay.
Well, we'd like to give Mr. Burton an opportunity to see the site.
I would like to go out to the site.
I think we better table this one too until.
I want the staff to make a recommendation. We can make a recommendation after Mr. Burton goes looking
there,
at the site.
I think it's a good idea. Right. I think it's a good idea. I understand.
Shane, I'll go back and look at it too.
Well, there you go. I think it's a good idea. I might drive over there myself.
I think so.
The only place they weren't planted was by the stormwater pond, according to that book.
Trying to remember. I'd have to go look at my records.
Well, I mean, I'm not, I am being serious. I mean, I would be interested to know what you thought about it. You know, as far as the.
Well, I was just looking at that drawing. That 30 by 30 on lot number two doesn't really bother me.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
The rest of it set back on his lot. There's no buffer. Only that little square. I don't know why they put that little square in.
Okay.
Wait, look. That's the way it appears anyway.
That's like master sheet. Do we need a motion to table or what?
No action.
Don't take any action.
It doesn't require a motion. It just requires us to say, why don't you go take a look at it? We'll bring it back later.
Just put consensus to take no action.
There you go. And we'll revisit it at another time. Okay.